I have an issue with this episode, y'all. It's called Expect the Unexpected. Doesn't it sound like somebody should be pregnant? And nobody got pregnant this episode. That's what I thought
that
it would be
we
about.
Know of.
Because it's always like unexpected pregnancy. And I was like, ooh, this, I really enjoyed them. But I just want to say this title phoned it in.
I think they've all phoned it in. Honestly. Yeah. They've all been like rote titles, like expectations.
Somebody should call it
Exhumed Corpse. That's okay. The one I want to see next.
That got dark. Y'all, welcome to You, Me, and My Ex. This is reality
game. Exhuming my corpse. Having eggs for breakfast.
That's not even an X.
That's what I'm saying, though. They're going to run out after a while.
They're going to say X Benedict.
This was misguided because they're going to have to do this every season. It's like when 90 Day, that one season of 90 Day was like song titles. And I think they were trying to do something else. And then they're like, oh, fuck, we can't do this. There's just not enough. And also it takes way too long to be clever about this. Let's just do a rote title that means nothing.
Yeah, you're not 6 feet. Was it 6 feet under? Or what show was it that were all Sondheim lyrics?
Oh, Desperate Housewives.
Yes, Desperate Housewives.
Oh, that was amazing, though. But they had queens behind it who could do it, though.
Anyway, we should name our show titles. Would you name them after Sondheim or Rodgerton Hammerstein or some
gay porn movies?
Oh, okay. Wow. Reality gays. This episode's titled Dutch Door, Two Whores. Like, I don't know.
Too many boys. Winter getaway.
Winter getaway. We need to jump in. Y'all, this is, is this episode 7 or 8? What episode is this?
Honey, I blew on your face.
Wow.
I think it's episode 6.
You know somebody did, honey, I shrunk my penis. And the whole episode is just people getting their dick bigger again.
From injecting them?
Yeah, so
no, I like
wear-
honey, I blew, like there was a, the thing was, honey, I blew up the kid. And I was like, honey, I blew on your face. Never mind. It's not,
wow,
I have to
no,
explain
I,
it. It's not no, really funny.
It was funny.
Never. No. No, I just keep going. Just keep going. Someone laughed at it out there. That's all that's important. Oh, it's like that song from Charlie Brown. If just one person believes in you, if just one person laughs, it's fine. It's all I want. Oh. Someone sent me an Instagram. They're like, message, like, yeah, totally went over Matt's head when you said something about a joke. She's like, but I enjoyed it. So again, that's all I hope for.
I'm happy.
One person.
I don't need to be always clued in. Y'all, let's jump into this episode. Who do you want to start with?
I think
with?
It's six. No, we're starting with how we always do chronological.
Okay, then we're going to do
the big
one.
I feel like I'm explaining how our show works to you.
It's true. We're going to talk about Jerry, Kay LeVay.
Kay LeVay.
And Jessica. Oh, boy. Shocker, y'all. It's going to end in a fiery inferno. Shocker.
I think we're heading towards the end. Even though this is episode 6, I think this episode, this storyline may preemptively flame out
well, that's what
explode.
I was gonna say. I feel like that's pretty much Kay LeVay's normal. She always goes out in a blaze of glory very quickly.
Yeah. And y'all, we all knew this was gonna happen.
Yeah.
It wasn't gonna be like Kay LeVay and Jerry see eye to eye.
No, it wasn't. Or more like Jessica and Kay LeVay would see eye to eye.
Oh,
never
no.
Never gonna happen. Never gonna
Well, that's
happen.
The premise of the show.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Basically, I think it's Jerry who says, it's been a long time since I've had someone in my life or something like that. Again, Jerry has this fake sincerity that never works for me.
Yeah.
Like, I always feel like he is all of his sessions are, he's like, oh, you need me to do that again? You need me to do that saying again? Oh, is that okay? Is that clear? Is that okay? Is that exactly how you wanted it, producer? Mm-hmm. It always feels like he is really, it's really important to him to sculpt the narrative in the right way. That's why I feel like it feels so produced.
I agree with what you're saying exactly, but I don't know if that comes from a producer point. I think that might be Jerry. I think Jerry is always kind of like producing his own life in the way. I think he's very manipulative.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think he's definitely the villain in this.
I think he's a piece of shit, to be honest.
Which we find a lot of tea.
Yes.
In a little bit late. So Kay is basically saying, I need him to get amnesia about Jessica. Again, she's in a different show.
Not realistic, honey.
Her idea of she's on Bad Girls Club. Or she's on
I agree.
Or she's on some type of show she's on Bachelor in Paradise or something that people start throwing food or drinks on one another.
I agree.
And this is not that show.
No,
and
it's not.
So,
well, Jessica's, moreover, this is not that family.
Exactly. That's a better idea.
That's a bit because there are some people on this show that would throw shit and I would
yes,
see it.
I agree with you. This is not that family because every time something happens, Jessica's like, we're not going to have this conversation in the quietest voice.
Yes.
And so Jessica says, I was glad they went away because I kind of enjoyed some quiet time to myself. And I could do what I'm normally doing in the background of every scene. I'm putting things away. I'm cleaning. I'm dusting. I'm making cookies. I'm being the picture perfect wife.
Yes.
And I totally agree. I do not see it from the first step. She definitely is still in love with him. Definitely.
I'm glad you saw it because I think with everything we found out now, I still don't love Jessica. I think she is somebody that would be, I think she would be kind of the passive aggressive Debbie Downer at everybody's brunch. I think
she
that
would
be just, but I don't like have the hatred of her now that we kind of know that Jerry is such a piece
makes
of shit.
Makes all the sense in the world.
Yeah.
So she says, Jessica says, I can't force myself to get along with someone I don't like. Preach. I need that on a t-shirt. That's me too. If I don't like someone, y'all, it is really hard for me to sit there and just go, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, what kind of makes sense now, and what I kind of had an issue with Jessica about is, in one of our one of our listeners in the Patreon said this comment, and I went, oh, that's it. I do think she has this inferiority, like she's superior to Kay LeVay. She does give off,
she thinks that.
She gives off that air, and that's what irks me so much about her is I don't, like, that's a trigger for me of arrogant people or people that just think they're better than that. But now it makes sense because, y'all, this isn't about Kay LeVay.
No,
this
she's the 11th in a line of young women.
That Jerry's been fucking cheating on her and cheating on her with, she tells us, Jerry cheated on her with women like Kay LeVay that didn't care about the family, that don't care about us. And actually,
who were only interested in themselves.
And yes. And so actually I walked away
check,
from this.
Check for Kay LeVay.
And so moreover, so that makes sense now because my kind of issue was I was like, look, is Kay LeVay a hot mess? But Jessica never gave her the benefit of the doubt. But now I understand why.
Exactly.
Because she's just.
You understand why.
You understand. She's a lazy Susan of shit shows just going around and yes, Jerry.
Sir.
It's in the middle, just popping his dick in everyone, getting them to suck his old man dick because he's gross.
It is really awful. And I think she cares about her family.
She is still in love with him. It's sad.
She's probably been the one to pick up all of his messes.
Yep.
And she is comfortable being that way. And I think this health scare, which you said was I don't think it was that far away. I know they're still talking about it.
No, I said we don't know.
Right.
I said we don't know if it's far away or not.
I still think it might have been 3 months, 2 to 3 months after this was filmed.
I totally think that's possible, but it's just, It's inconsistent. In one episode, they act like it was 3 months away. In another episode, they act like it's not a big deal. So I'm like, what is it?
Yeah. I think she does use, Jessica uses it as excuse.
Oh.
To get, because that way she's, it's like total like Florence Nightingale, I'm going to bring you back to health.
Manipulate yep. all what she wants.
Jessica says that Kay does not have the openness and vulnerability that that Jerry needs. And again, it's not your job to, now the problem is he treats her like a best friend, so that does give her the leeway to say things like that to him, unfortunately. Well, and he had set a boundary saying, yeah, I'm not going to really talk to you about the women I see, or I'm not going to talk to you about how we actually interact, and that is a healthy boundary for me.
Like, they, both of them, Jerry and Jessica, have no boundaries, actually.
None.
They think they do, and they think they're so kind of perfect and woke about it, but they're not, because she says, I don't want to talk to Kay LeVay because that's none of my business. I said, and I'm like, okay, great. But then you shouldn't be talking to Jerry about right. his relationship unless it's directly involved with your kids, honey, because
right. it's a passive aggressive boundary where
I'm actually sad for her. He's using her and manipulating her, and she is so, she's so codependent, she can't even see yeah. it.
I've always felt sorry for Jessica and tried to understand where she was coming from.
I do think that she thinks she's hot shit, but I think there's that component as well. But there's, and you know who, I actually feel sorry for Kay LeVay in a way. I know,
she's a cartoon though. She's a reality star.
She's a cartoon, and I know she's a reality star. But if we're if we're taking from the reality component that this is true, that she really is interested in Jerry.
I'm just saying, Jerry she's another victim.
Has never given the fact that he wants someone to move into his house and move them into a closet and not to his own bedroom, and they want to try to, it's stupid to me.
Well, I think we start to see that Jerry has all of these women are kind of toys he's collecting.
Yeah. Yeah.
That it's not exactly. real. He's not looking for an equal. He's looking for a fuck girl.
They're
he's
like
looking
Funko,
for a human blow up doll.
Yep. Funko dolls he's putting on the shelf, and instead of big heads, they all have big asses and big tits.
You know, that, and probably they have an economic disadvantage to him.
Yes. He's
he's
a gross, gross person.
He's really gross. Yeah. He has proved himself to be the grossest person on this show, and that's saying something.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Who else? Let's see. No, I think he is.
No,
I think
he's the grossest.
I don't know. Alex is pretty close. But I think that comes from
Alex is different because Alex is
a pathology. Something.
Yeah, it's his self-centeredness is from a pathology.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was seeing that now, and I'm like, y'all, I don't think this is, I was looking at that story, I'm like, I don't know if this is that much of a joke. I think this is pretty sick.
Like, yes, like I could see Jerry being someone like Sip. Like Stephanie, who goes to Jamaica and buys her Ladyville Belize and buys her boyfriend.
I'm gonna go to my I'm gonna go see my girlfriend Kaylee, and she's from Puerto Rico, and I'm gonna go buy her all kinds of stuff that she wants
with my clean American money.
So anyway, they're having breakfast, and she's saying, Kay is telling Jerry that I don't feel comfortable where I am. And he's like, well, where would you like to be? She's like, in your room. And this is, they're interrupted, of course, by their daughter, Saya, who's like, she's like, oh yeah, blah, blah, blah. And Kay, this is the thing. This is when Kay LeVay loses a little bit of my sympathy. She wants to be the number one. Yes, she wants to be above the ex.
Yeah, yep,
she wants to be above the kids.
Yeah, she doesn't get that at all.
She doesn't get it.
At all, honey. I'm like, girl.
Yeah, and I'm like, and I just think the biggest problem with Kay, actually the biggest, the issue here is she plays a terrible game. She doesn't understand how this is played. And it just, she committed a series of fatal errors in this episode that just made me think, honey, if you just could have thought this out a little bit better, it would have been also much more interesting to watch. But I don't think.
But we got to remember, she's, I know she wears a lot of makeup, so she looks older, but what is she? She's 23.
I don't think she's that young.
Jesus. She's close to the age of his son.
When I was 22, I knew all the moves of the
but
game.
When you're 23, do you care about somebody's kids?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm talking about...
I don't mean that as an excuse for her. I just mean, like, no. What does Jerry expect?
I think when you're 20, if you're dating an older man, you've got to understand if he has young children. And actually, that's maybe on Jerry for not putting that boundary. But Jerry probably thinks she understands that.
I think Jerry never communicates I don't think he ever said, he doesn't want to set a clear boundary because y'all, con artists don't set clear boundaries. Cause if you set a boundary or they set a rule, then they can be held to that and they don't want to be held to anything.
So he is,
I've learned a lot about con artists from the shows we've watched.
Oh yeah. How good they are. And some of them who aren't good con artists.
Cause I haven't had a lot of them in my life, but now that I watch this, I'm like,
you've known me for 20 years.
True.
Actually, I'm a con artist with a heart. So that's the difference.
Well, and you don't want to con me because I'm not rich and you don't want me to fuck you.
Yeah.
No, if it's not one of those two.
You're right.
If you're not rich.
You've never really seen me in my element.
Yeah. If you're not rich or if Poodle can't fuck you, y'all, you're safe. Your Poodle's safe.
I don't know what to do.
We should make shirts that say, checked in safe from poods.
Because I wasn't rich, male, or on life support.
Yeah. Or had a 10-inch dick.
Yeah. Oof. Oof. He says, oh, he's like, so would you have a problem if Kay slept in our bed? And he's like, and then I'll come downstairs with you, like camping on the bed. And Kay's like, would you? What could you?
Yeah.
This is a great, Perry. I love this. So Jessica is like just looming in the background too. It's my favorite trick of the camera. She is just looming in every shot.
It's a metaphor for their relationship. And I will say, Caleb.
God, I love this show.
It is a great show. When Caleb A said, I walked in and then she said hi to me, but then she made that face she makes. And Caleb A did her exact face where she's just like, It's the face of that woman whose latte is never warm enough.
No, you're right. Yeah, Jessica's very difficult to serve. Yeah. I feel sorry for her.
Her yoga studio fucking hates her.
Yeah. It's never the right temperature. Someone's always put up her mat in the wrong place. Uh-huh. And she always doesn't complain to the person. She complains to the front desk person.
Uh-huh. She's cried several times.
Oh, God. She narcs on people who don't put up stretch bands in the right place. Yeah, you're right. She totally does that. She is that woman. She's a yoga Karen. So let's refer to her as yoga Karen, Jessica. So he's talking to Saya, the girl, and he says, before Kay that, she says, I am at loss for words. Is that it? I'm at the loss? I am lost. I have lost my words. I have lost my words.
She is wonderful TV, and she is completely, completely oblivious to the life that's happening.
I thoroughly enjoy her.
She's, y'all, she might be one of the most self-absorbed people I've seen on reality TV.
Yeah.
She's pretty gross. Not gross, but just her. Yeah. She's just her.
And so they are, they're downstairs, and Jessica tells their daughter, Daddy and I are going to have a little talk Could you go upstairs for a second? And so she's saying, she's like, I think this is a bad idea because you're sleeping on this bed. It's not good for your health. And she can always use, she'll never say, I don't like Kay. Her first excuse will always be, it's bad for your health. You need your sleep. This is blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You know,
and that's what I realized. This is what has bothered me all along. And Kay LeVay even says it. If you don't like me, bitch, then just say, I can't stand you.
Yeah, but that's not how they do things in this house.
They both talk around things. Go ahead, keep going. But I just want to say this conversation of the two of them together was insufferable.
Because it's this moment where they've gone past this idea of talking about their feelings because everything is understood and everything is okay. So nothing really has to be strongly said. And it's always like, oh yeah, I get that. I validate. I understand that. Because they're so afraid to have an actual difference of opinion and everything is validated. So yes. That way no well one said. Can, and this is a problem in, and I'm not going to, again, gay man who is telling people how to raise their children. But that sometimes I see what I've had friends saying when their children fucking freak out. They're like, is that going to help anything right now? What would you have rather said instead of shut up, I want to fucking kill mommy? Is there something else we could say? Okay, I validate that for you. But that is the kind of married couple version of this.
Yes, yes, very much.
And they are basically, she says, Kay should not be making demands like that. And of course, Kay walks in her 90s baby shirt.
Well played.
And I'm like, this is amazing. Just yes. The fact that you can use that as a reminder that to Jessica, hey, remember that you're old every time I wear this. Remember that you're old.
Like, I'm wearing this shirt because it's ironic because I know nothing about it.
Uh-huh. So she said, Kay comes in and is like, "Why? I don't understand why you're having a problem." And this is where Jessica pulls out her best material.
She's a master. I'll give it to her.
She's like, she's trying to be sympathetic. She acts like that fake sympathy. She's like,
yeah,
you did not experience what we did. We almost lost him.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm asking you to be the bigger person here. And I was like, do the right thing. And Kay's face is like, yeah, that's fine. But I tried to do that. And there's another, that's not going to happen. She's like, there is another option that I could stay in his bed. And y'all, that's when Jerry says, no, that's not an option. So that's the thing.
So
he knew that from the beginning.
I think why Jerry is that guy that says women act crazy because he never... And so, but he's created these two women fighting for him because he never stands his ground for anything. And Kay LeVay is somebody, she is dramatic, but I will say do I actually think Kay LeVay is a good person and like a user? I don't think she's like I don't think she's like a gold digger. I think she actually is somebody who really
wants to. She doesn't even know him.
I think she wants somebody who wants to be on TV, who loves the attention. Do I think she's like a Darcy who loves love and wants to love? I do think that. But I think for this, that's why this doesn't work, y'all, because she's trying to cut through all the bullshit of them and talk about what's really going on. And they actually, they're like white, boring robots who can't talk about what's going on. It like malfunctions their brain to talk about what's going on.
How do you like your tofu, darling?
It's wonderful. And
I had a really good Ayurvedic session the other day.
And Jessica says, or Kay LeVay says what we've all been thinking. When's the last time you two had sex? When's the last time you two were in a bed together?
Yeah, but then that was her fatal flaw.
And she should have never have said that.
Because y'all, it was fine. And as soon as she said that, that's when it thunderdomed. The lights went. And, you go, and then the lights went. Like, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire style. Yeah. And then I went, I leaned in. I'm like, it's on. Because y'all, this is your last play, Kay. And you've already lost, and you've done it way too early.
Way too early.
She threw her ace so early. And you saw Jessica immediately go, oh, she played that card. Thank you, God. And she immediately goes, without any emotion, I think that's something you guys should talk about. Do you not trust him? I think it's definitely your relationship. And Jessica's right. She is right.
But she's trying to act like she's keeping at it, but she's actually trying to make Kay LeVay feel undermined about the relationship.
Right.
And she wants to put insecurity in Kay LeVay about the relationship. So then she can go and she can do exactly what she does. She can go back to Jerry and whisper in his ear and tell him that this isn't the right relationship.
Well, what
for him.
Jessica maintained the whole time is this was about Kay getting Jerry to herself, and it's much more about a competition.
Because she knew it was going to crash and burn, because she's been through this 20 times with all these young women that Jerry keeps fucking dating.
Right. And this is the thing. Jerry's just sitting there, and so now he's completely turned off because she's breached that rule. And she... Excuse me. So they're basically kind of sitting there waiting for the next thing to happen. Mm-hmm. And she's like, well, you are a part of this because she's like, yeah, this is between. So you're right. That fake boundary that Jessica's trying to create between there, that is the slippery slope here. And so she kind of leaves. And there was this was the biggest strategy error. And she says to Kay, this was all a game. This was all manipulation for her. Or maybe she's in the confessional.
No, she says that to Jerry.
Yes, you're right. Jessica just starts talking to Jerry and ignoring Kay.
She thinks Kay walks out of the room.
Right.
And then Kay comes back in and she says, because Kay LeVay has known the whole time, y'all, that Jessica is pulling the strings in all of it. And unfortunately,
she lowered herself to just talking about sex. Because for Kay thinks that that's how she can get a man.
Because and it's kind of it's kind of what you said earlier. And I think it's with Kay's youth. I think the fatal flaw in all of this is Kay LeVay didn't think about the children.
Yeah.
If Kay LeVay had become more friends with the children and she had acted like she cared about the children.
She tried. She just went down and colored with one.
Well, but also Jessica probably wouldn't let her hardly do anything because Jessica was really. But for the way it's edited, Kay LeVay hasn't thought about the children. So in the same way, if Kay LeVay had been good with his kids, Jerry would have appreciated that. It would have been something that Jessica, it would have been a way to get to Jessica. But as soon as she brought up this sex thing, you're right. She literally played her card.
The battleship sunk.
Exactly. And so, but she comes back in and she says, I heard what you were saying and you're putting words in my mouth. And Jessica's like, no,
you're projecting, Tommy. You're projecting.
Yeah, she's like
projecting.
Projecting. But yeah, Jessica. When Jessica really was like, she doesn't care about your health, Jerry. That's it. And y'all, Kay LeVay's like, if you want me to leave, then just say you want me to leave. Say that you want me out.
They're never going to do that.
She doesn't. And honestly, neither does Jerry. Jerry's like such a wet blanket. He's like, well, you know, I respect your decision, but whatever you decide. And you guys, that's not what Kayla Vey wants. She wants someone to fight for her.
She wants a fiery end.
Baby, I can't live without you.
Yep. You picked the wrong guy, honey.
She's just walking around pissed, eating carrots, y'all. She's she's calling her mama, and her mama is basically saying,
he put you in a closet? What?
I like that Kayla Vey said, you know, sometimes it's good to call someone that's not in the situation and talk to that person. Then they're not projecting. Then they can kind of mirror, and it's without an opinion. And I mean, and I went, you mean therapy?
Or you mean someone therapy. Who's not your mother, who's not going to be on your side?
Yeah, so your mother's on your side. You actually mean therapy, girl.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
But her mother did tell her. She was like, what the fuck are you doing?
She's like, I think you want me to come get you? And y'all, Kay walks in and says, I think I'm going to leave.
And she thinks, it's again, it all goes back to kids. Kayla Vey doesn't understand the power of kids. She thinks her pussy and the fact that she lets Jerry put it in a little bit in the butt is going to be power enough over his kids and his family. Exactly. But y'all, it's not. That's why she needed to get in good with the kids.
I still don't think they've ever had sex. Still don't think so.
I could see that.
Just from the way they were being in the bathtub. Again, if this was... This is why I know I don't want to talk about the production elements. I just feel like she was recruited for this show.
Yeah.
It feels.
I still enjoyed it.
That's what I'm saying, though. But I'm saying if I think any more seriously about it and get emotional about it, it's hard for me to because she's a cartoon. She was either the person that he was dating would not sign a release.
Yeah.
And they recast her.
Or Jessica had her euthanized.
Yeah, one or the other. I've enjoyed this. If it would have been someone a little I've enjoyed watching people like Kayla Vey on reality shows. I don't enjoy watching them with people like Jerry and Jessica because it feels that's what feels false to me because that person, it's hard to put them in the same universe.
No, it's a universe thing. It's like having a Disney princess in the middle of Mad Max.
I'd watch that movie.
I could watch that movie actually.
Should we get on to, Alex, Caroline and Steven?
Y'all. Happy Valentine's. Fuck that Valentine's. Happy Valentine's Day.
I've never heard fuck that Valentine's before.
Oh, that's Outkast.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, that's from Outkast.
What album?
The last one they did, because they haven't done an album in for fucking ever. Outkast needs to get back together and do an album.
You also need to maybe get some album choices that are within the last 15 years.
What? I like that album in Nellyville. Loved them.
Another classic. It's a good album. The 2000s.
Good album.
But Drake who, as you say?
Not familiar.
So, it's Valentine's. Valentine's.
Little Nas Q. Is that his name? Little Nas X. Q? Sure.
Oh, you know that. You were just being facetious.
I do know
that,
yeah. Yeah.
but he's not, he is mainstream, but he wasn't mainstream before.
Know him because he's gay. That's the only reason I know him.
That's a new kind of troll stardom that would have never existed before. I'm fascinated by him and his stardom. Fascinated by it.
Yeah.
Someone will write a dissertation about it one day.
I will.
So you guys were having... I was confused. Is this in the morning or afternoon? Because I feel like he said good morning, or maybe she's coming home from work.
I don't know. I don't know.
During COVID, it's hard to know when anything is.
Y'all, Alex is very excited about Valentine's Day.
It's got a lot planned.
I just have a question.
They're having morning. Maybe. That's why I thought it was morning shots or.
Maybe. But I think it's in the afternoon. But here's my thing. Do straight men really get excited about Valentine's Day?
Some of the ones who are on television do when they're okay. Yeah,
on television.
Here's the thing. I think he is in a whole other category of just trying to be on television. Everything about him is a show.
Like, would our brothers be like, "Hey, it's Valentine's Day! I'm so excited."
To prove a plot point on make a plot point on a show, yes, they would do it. But in real life, no. But remember, this is a reality show, and this is a very heavily scripted storyline.
Just saying. Doesn't add up.
So he's like, guess what I'm cooking for her? And she's like, oh. And again, this is the whole storyline could have been called Caroline.
Caroline's mugging.
She makes a face.
She's making her faces.
But he's like, but no, she's like, I have a bigger surprise for you. I have a private chef coming to make us dinner.
Yeah, because he acts like he's cooking, and it's funny. He does act like he's cooking, and she's like,
yeah, it's not really funny, but that's fine.
So the chef comes, they're making private dinner, they're having a great time, and he's like, we got to get your mom a tracksuit.
That's the thing. This is not, let's talk about us or our relationship or just enjoy our time together. Let's find a way to get your fabulous mother in a tracksuit because they are my brand. That's so awful to do to her.
Here's the deal, y'all. Alex is the star. Caroline is the stage manager.
Mm-hmm.
And she's always behind him for the Alex show. It's always the Alex show. She's fine with it being the Alex show because a part of her is too scared to take center stage. When in actuality,
even though she really wants to.
I think Caroline is the star of this couple.
Me too.
I think she's one of the funniest, smartest people on this show.
I like her a lot. I think she gets it.
I think, but like she says some of the things that like she says that make me laugh are she says those much more than anybody else on this show. Yeah.
She does say, guess what, you guys? Steve calls. Shocking production.
FaceTime.
Can we get Steve to call, please?
Here we go.
He calls in the middle of dinner and Alex,
like,
course,
we're tossing salads. We're tossing, who knows what we'll toss later. gay joke.
But, you know, I guess your girlfriend's
going to
eat your butt.
But don't define me. Don't define me.
But your girlfriend's going to eat your butt? Okay, that's fine. Straight men, if you've never had your salad toss, y'all, you're missing
you're
out.
You're missing out.
Don't tell your man to clean his poop shoot.
Also, a man can toss a woman's salad. Remember. I know that's
familiar.
Hard to
not familiar, but my robot, no computing.
So she is, she's like saying, he's like, oh, join us for dinner. And they put the little iPad up or the phone, and he's just like hanging out there for a second. And then finally, like, sorry, Steve, gotta go. We're having Valentine's dinner. And she's like, one day, I just want one day away from him.
One day where he doesn't comment on my eyeshadow. For the love of God, one day.
And Alex like, they say love is a drug, and he was addicted. Again,
it's you know what it is.
Got that from RuPaul's book.
You know, Alex gets on my nerves. It's kind of like Jessica triggers something for me, and even though I understand her more, and I feel like. You're one of your pet peeves, and I don't love it either, but I can kind of look past it more. You can't stand it when people aren't being real.
Inauthenticity, yeah.
And I think that's why and I agree with you, though, with that. But you just pointed out, and I see it in this different way. Y'all, Alex is, we never really see Alex.
Nope.
And I just realized it this episode when I thought, you can't even have a dinner with your girlfriend.
Nope.
And be yourself. It's always
it's infuriating
talking
to Steven,
your aunt. Yes, it's sad, and
it's actually against reality show protocol in a way. And when he says, "I don't want to be emotional," I'm like, that's the point. That's what we do here.
Because there's and a way, yeah. Because
I bet he really frustrated production. I bet he really tested them.
I bet it's like, you know, it's like CJ on F-Boy Island, y'all, which is so good. Ugh. F-Boy Island is so good. But, you know, she is somebody who has her guard up, and she's funny and snarky. But that's also, we see glimpses of who she really is in that.
Right.
Like little ones, but we're seeing that. We're not seeing any of that with Alex.
I think there's a difference, though, than for him. He's just being performative. Everything is like him. He has everything but a brick wall behind him.
Yes.
For this.
That's a stand-up comedy joke in the 90s for some of you.
Am I right, ladies?
Whack, 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 whack.
I mean, cut the cord to the television, right?
Yeah, it's even this. Yeah. So he hangs up the phone with Steven, and then he says in the middle, he's like, so my birthday's coming up. Another trip, another party.
Screamed.
Like, I thought Caroline is fucking exhausted.
I know. I'm exhausted.
She just wants to go. And so at least she had a girl's night because he's so self-involved. So she has this girl's night and she just
basically saying that it's weird. So I will say the girls' night must have been a real snooze because we only saw 10 seconds of it.
Yeah.
They filmed it. It must have been a just like bring a book. One of the grips just went. Sorry.
The camera just lowered down and fell down. They're like, Tommy, I'm here. Sorry.
What's their names again?
Exactly.
Elise. There's Elise. There's Maureen. There's, oh, fuck. Who cares?
Who cares? So,
I love it when they show clips, you guys, and it's kind of like in a weird, like sepia, something that just happened. I'm like, yo, they filmed all of that, but it was too terrible to show it to you.
Yeah, it was. It was. And Alex kind of says, you know, Steve has gone through a lot and I don't want him to feel abandoned. So that's why I always want to be there for him. And I'm like,
God, I hate that shit. It's like, look how giving of a person I am.
It doesn't come, but it's not, y'all, you're talking to someone in their 20s who was codependent as fuck and would be that person to be like, I don't want them ever to feel upset. But
can you speak to what that was coming from?
I was going to say, yeah, that was about me, of people not liking me. That's not Alex. That is not the intention of why he is keeping this connection with Steven. It feels different, the way he treats Steven differently. I wouldn't be in the moment and be, oh, let's talk about my ex. Let's talk about Steve. I still had the wherewithal to know an ex relationship that I was in. How would that make the current person that I'm in a relationship feel for me to be so connected to that person? It's a little bit, in a way, it's a little bit of the April thing of,
oh,
y'all,
boy.
And because we find out, and this, y'all, it's like, I think Alex still has feelings for Steven, and I still think April has feelings for her ex-husband.
100%.
And when those, so that's where it's coming from. It's coming from selfishness of not wanting to give it all up.
I think, exactly. And I think basically none of these people with these exes have really emotionally processed for themselves, and none of them have really talked it out with their ex and saying, this is how things are going to be going forward.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Because either that's too hard to say, or they're too afraid to do it because they're afraid. It is, every single story is codependency. You're right.
Mm-hmm. I was taking a drink of water, but I couldn't say amen.
So, basically, Alex, everyone's opinions are just so irritating. It's so convenient to be able to say that.
And, I wrote that, y'all, that's someone who is self-absorbed and doesn't want to listen to anyone.
But she does. She gets him saying, so we were talking, and I think, my friends think it's weird that you're always talking to Steven, and I think you need some distance from him, and maybe he needs to find somebody else. And she's like, you can still be friends with some distance and some boundaries and lots of distance. And he's like, he seems to understand and goes, okay. And but it seems like this has happened before and it didn't work out well.
Yep.
This is also fake understanding on his point, on his part.
Because he says to her, he says, you know, you do a lot and you make me happy. And if that's what you want, are boundaries.
You make me.
That's okay. Y'all, even before, we forgot to say this, even when he said in the Valentine's Day, he like gave her a kiss and said, happy Valentine's Day. Thank you for seeing me. Thank you for supporting
me.
Thank you for me.
He's a meme bird, y'all.
Me.
If you've got a meme bird, set them free. Let them fly.
No, just pull out their feathers. Throw them away.
Whoa. Wow.
Let them see what it's like to have no one hear them singing about themselves anymore.
Yeah. But y'all.
Then they'll change their tune.
Change their tune. Almost tuned. Spoiler alert. Alex is going to go see, y'all, I'm calling it now, and I'm sure you agree, Poodle. He's going to go see Steve, and he's going to completely reverse his position and not be able to set up a boundary at all.
Of course.
Because even Alex is like, I feel like things could get emotional.
God forbid I feel something and then have to acknowledge my actual personality.
Yep.
Right.
Ugh. Yeah.
He's my least favorite person on this season. Oh God. And that's coming. I don't know. I'm Jerry and he tie, I think probably.
I think it's different. Jerry, I think, is the worst kind of villain on the show, but it's about these shows. It's like when we said, and we talked about this and somebody agreed on our Love is Blind podcast, when we talked about, like, we were talking about Jessica, and I was saying how we see ourselves, and you said, y'all, we've all been
Jessica. We're all Jessica.
And someone said, y'all, so think about, because I have thought about this. Like, I know Jessica really triggered me, and I was like, she's triggering me. I don't like her because I see a part of myself that I used to be in her, or I'm trying not to be. And I think for you and Alex, like, you were that, we were these people that weren't authentic selves.
We were big, I think so it's exactly what it is.
Jerry. Thankfully, we haven't been that. Pieces of shit who want to control women with money and power and do freaky y'all, he does freaky deaky shit in the bedroom. Wait, we do that.
No shame in that game.
Maybe we should move on.
Let's get to Lauren, John, April, and Roy. Roy.
I just want to say, they showed a picture of April when she got married.
Oh my God. Thank you. I'm like, now that's a new face. Yeah, that's a face I haven't seen before.
Do whatever you want, y'all. Look, I love my Botox and my fillers.
But damn.
I thought it was a different person.
I know. I thought it was like when people get recast on soap operas. I was like, did they recast you, bitch?
Now playing the role of April is Florence Jones.
I was just like, whoa. I'm like, is that the bridesmaid? I was just like, who is that?
Can I recast you? Could someone listen to the show and say, now playing the role of Poodle is...
will be... I don't know. Who would you rather play me? Good luck.
No one. Maybe Kathy Griffin, which by the way, y'all...
Oh, send prayers out for Kathy Griffin, y'all.
She has lung cancer. She's getting part of her lung removed, or if not all of it. So she put... Y'all... we stand Kathy Griffin. We love her here. And so send her some
big
love.
Big fans. She supported gay people way before a lot of comics did.
Way before a lot of comics did. So that's why we support her. Let's talk about Lauren, John, April, and Roy.
She got recast. Her face did somehow.
Her face did that. So she's talking, Lauren and April, they're sitting there.
I need to tell April. I need to tell Lauren about my wedding.
I'm worried.
My fourth wedding.
And she says, you know, I also got a text from Roy last night. Don't think it went good.
Says you ruined me for all other women, and you threw me out like trash. And I'm going to say this now, y'all.
Wow. I just want to, let's think of that statement that he just said. That's You said that like he just said, hey, I can't meet you for breakfast. You just kept talking.
She said it like that.
She did. That she did say it like that.
And y'all, let's be honest. April gets off on reading stuff like that. I know. I really believe that. The reason why she wants Roy in her life is she knows he still loves her. And also she enjoys playing with people in that way. It's why she's making her current husband's ex, the whole best friend relationship is just one big troll. It is this kind of, she gets off on fucking with people and manipulating people in a way and convinces herself that it's healthy. Now I also will say as long as she's doing it and creating and trying to create emotional boundaries, that's almost kind of fine. But the more I feel like, I think I said this before, this is kind of a kink for her. She loves to be these kind of inappropriate relationships and make and kind of normalize them. Mm-hmm. And I think it's completely okay to be that close. I think it's strange, but it's okay to be that close with your ex's ex-wife and friends. But she seems to lean into it so much that it gives her power. And there's something about it. I think a lot of it is manipulated by being the center of attention all the time.
That's what I was waiting to say.
Yeah.
I think she needs to be the center of attention all the time. Yeah. All the time.
And
y'all,
remember
when you had like your, this is just my riff, but you knew that like there was that elementary, there was a teacher when you were in elementary or middle school who always wanted to be the like hot teacher that all the parents were kind of, all the dads kind of, she wanted them to all think she was hot and be into and like look at her.
All my teachers were older.
I know, but then there always though was like the one like I, that's just I'm thinking of like a teacher in specific that I had who you could just tell just it always needed to be about her.
Oh, always. And people how she was desired or
and how she was looked at and it's always wanted to be. Oh, I don't want to say it. She wanted to be wanted.
Needing to be.
I won't sing Most Happy Fella anymore.
Somebody, somewhere.
Jesus.
That's it. That's all I'll do.
And that's very wonderful to know.
Love that show. Anyway, so wow. I agree with you. I have a feeling you were probably in love with that one teacher and
you loved her
at the time.
I thought she was so pretty. I love the way she wore her hair. I thought she was so cute. She would wear the jeans. Y'all know the jeans that were the mom jeans, but then they had the little flaps that you brought in that button. Y'all know what I'm talking about?
Yes, and that is, oh God, you are dating yourself. Wow.
And like on Western Day, she wore ropers and it looked so cute and I loved her.
I explain what ropers are because we had a good percentage of our audience. You were appalled that I didn't know what they were.
I think I messed it up. Ropers are the shoes, but they would wear the Wranglers. I think that's what it is.
Wranglers.
But
ropers, I know what Wranglers are.
That's what I said, Wranglers.
No, you yelled at me about ropers.
Oh, anyway, y'all.
maybe every time you take me down for not knowing something, you say, perhaps I'm not using the right terminology. Could this be something on my end?
I'm just saying, Miss Travers, if you're out there listening, I still love you.
So they are, she is asking Lauren to be her maid of honor. And of course she's going to say yes. Cause April's like, you're my person and other quotes from
and
movies.
Lauren is,
that
and
I
Lauren
know.
Is crying. Yeah. And Lauren's crying. Y'all. I, April's home is so terrible. It's so
like the taste just, level of April's home and Lauren's home are all just nightmares.
It's all it's too much
so
Wayfair.
Fucking it's, farmhouse.
It's too much
garbage.
Wayfair on acid. It's Wayfair on acid. It's not even just farmhouse, because there's also like a Moroccan statue, and that means that means nothing to them.
It is too decorated for everyone else and not enough for her. She doesn't even know what her taste is.
Boy.
I just read her
read.
And I read a lot of all y'all out there.
That was a read.
Carl. That's word art. Word art. Word art is not.
No, we need to cancel the credit card for Wayfair.
Word art is not for you. Word art is for other people. Word art is for... is because you're trying to find something that either that kind of tells people either how to feel or doesn't really put one foot on one side or the other.
I would agree with most of that, but there's like I have one thing of word art in my house, and my friend gave it to me, and
that's different just, because that's personal for you.
Because she gave it to me because she knows if this was years ago, and she said, I know you're always working your ass off trying to make it, and it just says make your own luck. It's like a little thing, and it's something that, and so I like it. I like to keep it up because it just makes me to keep positive and keep working towards
that. I don't even
that.
Think that's word art. I think that's that is a saying that means something. But a saying that says gather,
you're right.
That's not that.
What does that mean?
I don't, and that's an idea. And
yeah. Aunt Darla has breathe all over our house, she can't even breathe because she said she's got a response because Tucker Carlson told her she's having a reaction to her COVID shot.
Stop! Oh, I can't go. I cannot talk about fucking Tucker Carlson right now. I cannot. I can't, y'all. I need to move on.
We need to move on.
Just hearing that name, really, no. I need to move on. Yes. Because I'll go off.
Please don't.
I'll be at, you activated me. So they're both leaning into this kind of really like taboo relationship so hard.
Yes, that's what their podcast is based on. They have a podcast.
And that's the thing. Y'all, this is just kink. They're loving it.
If Poodle and I had a podcast called Leather Daddies, we would be wearing ass chaps every single day to Gelson's because we wanted to promote our brand.
Right. And I'm sure that's one of the reasons they did this. And do I believe they're friends? I do.
Oh,
I think they have, through April's sheer will, and I think after a while, Lawrence realized whether she wanted to or not, I guess this person is in my life for a reason. And this person does care about me.
I would listen to their podcast. I think their relationship is very interesting to me and isn't crossing boundaries isn't taking advantage of anybody else.
I totally agree.
Whereas
however,
the relationships with the ex-husbands
and
the husband,
the April Roy.
Sad.
So she's talking about Roy is not going to come to the wedding. And Lauren's like, well, you know, maybe you should just let that go. She's like, I know, but he's my best friend and I really need Roy. And I'm like, let Roy set his own fucking boundary.
Well, that's,
it pisses me off.
She doesn't need to let Roy set a boundary. Roy needs to set the boundary. So
well,
that's what this
goes
into.
Well, I think he's trying to.
I think he's finally trying to.
I think he says, I'm
now.
Not going to come to your wedding and respect that boundary.
Yes, she needs to not let him. She needs to respect his boundaries.
Yes.
That's a better word for it. Yes. Because it really is sad. It is very, very sad to me that, and I know the whole family serves, but this person who was gone away, who's in the military, who's trying to like, do what he thinks is the best thing for his family and his country. And then she just now wants to, she's like, yeah, well, I cheated on you. And now you came back. Your whole life is blown up. And I still need you to be in my life and see it every day what
right.
you're not having. That's fucking shitty.
That's what I'm saying. It is this kind of, that is this kind of almost abject kink that I need everyone to witness in my life, even the people who have loved me. I need them to feel feelings of still feeling of love for me and want for me.
If you
and
really
I'm going
love,
to make yeah. them endure it.
Yes, because if you really love someone, it's like fucking Sting says, if you love someone, set them free.
Did Sting say that? In what song?
If you love someone, if you love someone, set them free. Ooh, ooh.
Oh,
set
wow.
Set them free, set them free.
What is that song called?
Apparently I sing Sting like Cher.
You
Cher
do. Cher. You know what? It's not far, though. I could hear it with Sting.
I could,
it wasn't
Cher,
bad.
Cher could sing that.
Anyway,
y'all, even let's move on because I don't want to have an hour and a half show because I know we're gonna have opinions about y'all. We've seen a lot of tried on wedding dresses and a lot of we've seen it in 90 Day.
Yeah,
we've seen it in Smothered.
We've seen it in Married So Freaking Cheap.
We've seen it. We have seen it.
Yeah.
These are maybe the three worst wedding dresses I've ever seen on a show.
I thought, well, it's not even that they're so bad. It's just they're so distasteful. They're in the middle of yes, that's passable, but they're all gaudy.
There's too much lace.
Yeah, there's too much everything. Yeah.
It's like it's just too much.
But
again,
they're perfect for her.
It's very, look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me.
Yeah. It's basically April, Lauren, and her daughter, Haley. Is that right?
I missed it.
Yeah.
I was waiting on you to get it. Good job.
So she's like, I want a celebration for my kids, my family, and for myself. Lauren said, we went from screaming over fences. No, sorry. The daughter says they went from screaming over fences to helping pick out a wedding dress. And that's kind of crazy. And so Lauren, they're talking to, of course, Lauren's telling the shop woman, yeah, it's just here's how we met because this is the show. She's now marrying my ex-husband. We were neighbors. And the woman's like, oh. And this woman's face, at one point, the woman just goes, what? She's trying her best, and she's like, it's like she just tasted cyanide. She's like,
yeah. If she didn't have as much Botox, she would really be making it face. But she was kind of like, I'm trying.
Yo, she got bowed out in Atlanta. Woo! They're not in Atlanta. They're in Tennessee. They're in North Carolina. They probably went to like Charlotte for that mall.
Maybe it's so. She said, and that's when April says, I loved everything about my past wedding. And they show the pictures. And this is, I get it. A lot of people go through divorce. She says, I never thought that happiness I had and the dream I had on my first wedding day would go this way. I get it. It's like you've got to grieve when you're happy about a new life, but you've got to grieve the life that you thought you would live.
Yeah.
But put it, you said this kind of earlier, but these people have been just letting this wound stay open
right.
for as long as possible.
I thought that she never thought that she would get over, or she never thought that it would be different because she looks at that person and goes, who's that?
Who's that?
Exactly. I don't recognize her.
Don't recognize
That's
her.
That's a so, face.
I mean, that was kind of a moment, and she's upset, but then even the shop, y'all, when the shop girl or shop person is saying, yeah, she's still in love with her ex-husband, I can tell. Like, if she can tell in 5 minutes, y'all.
I will say, the third dress she tries on, they're all a bunch of bad bridal show examples.
It's too much lace.
Examples.
It's too much antique lace.
The third dress, I think might be the best of them, but
it's
that's a hard call.
It's kind of there's
it is too much antique mixed patterns.
Yeah, it's too.
She comes out in that boho hat, and I want to throw myself down a flight of stairs.
Yeah, she. She's very big breasted, which is great. But these dresses are making her look really top heavy to me.
Yeah,
and not
agreed.
Like and not. It just look. She doesn't have a.
When
ton
your
of hips
daughter says
thin.
Hello, boobs.
Tatas, mama. When Michael from 90 Day comes out to get a drink, you know that you're bringing some tatas.
And basically, she, I wrote down again, just respect Roy's boundary, honey. Let that, if you're making a life with your new husband, maybe you need to realize, because relationships change. This is the thing. Relationships change in our lives, and maybe Roy isn't okay with the kink that you're playing out like Lauren is.
Yeah.
Roy doesn't want to play your game. So he's not going to be John. He's not going to be Lauren. He's tired of this kind of emotional vice that you put everyone in. And,
she
doesn't want him.
His name was
John.
I'm done. That's all I got.
I wrote down one last thing. April definitely does not want Roy to move on. April, if Roy's not with another woman, I just hope he finds someone.
She's
liar. You don't
she
want
says,
him to
maybe
find
I'm
someone.
Not, maybe I'm not ready to get married. No, she's ready to get married. She just wants him to be.
To witness it.
Yeah. And to be around
some
him.
Weird, fucked up, like Faces of Death way.
Y'all, because if Roy got remarried, April's going to hate that woman.
That's what I'm saying. She'll never want that. She would probably, if he got remarried, she would try to like fuck it up.
I'm telling
she
you,
would.
I need to find out that Lauren and Roy are fucking and going to get married. That's what this season needs.
Oh, God, I'd love that.
I'd love it.
Can you imagine April's face?
It wouldn't move. Y'all, that's the show.
That's the show.
You
I like
my
this.
Ex.
God, I really love this show.
Yeah,
this is
a good
this
show.
Is my favorite cringe tier show that we've done.
And yeah, not my favorite, but I
oh,
like it.
Oh, it is mine.
I like it, but
it doesn't sicken me. That I don't have that kind of.
Oh, so ready for Extreme Sisters. Oh,
I might. I hope it never comes back, and
maybe we'll have somebody play the role of Poodle for that.
Yes, the role of Poodle will be recast. Shamar Moore will be your co-star playing Poodle.
I'm here for this. Oh,
could you? I don't think that show. You would just talk about his biceps the whole time.
That would always be in person and naked.
Dog. Yeah, you'll have to recast Poodle for that. Yeah. What if we in any other podcast your co-host was always and the role of Poodle we played by blah blah blah.
Yeah.
They were always just called Poodle.
I would love that.
Well, we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes.
And then people request Poodle Classic. You know, I'm a Poodle Classic.
You'd be like Jessica in the background, just cleaning up while we're doing the show, dropping things, saying, excuse me, sorry.
Or I'd call in. I have a question for you. I think it's a radio show.
It's true. Y'all, go to the website, realitygazepodcast.com. That's where you can find all of our stuff. Be sure to check out F-Boy Island. That's on the free feed. That show is really good. You can catch up on we'll have all three of the first episodes out by Thursday. And because new episodes are going to drop on Thursday as well. So we'll have the first three up for you to catch up. Also, we've got Love is Blind After the Altar. That's great as well.
Ooh.
It's
y'all. There's some tea on that first episode. If you're a Love is Blind junkie, you gotta watch.
And apparently, it changes on the second. The thing is, it's F-Boy Island is like this way too. But with Love is Blind, I can't watch all three shows and then talk about it because from what I've heard, these shows manipulate you so much in each episode and change your thinking. It'll color
what
we say.
Well, you know why? Same producers.
It is the same producer.
Yeah.
So anyway, all right, everybody.
Same showrunner, I believe, too.
We don't call these people Lonely Hearts because that's the wrong show. But y'all, we're going to see.
These people ain't Lonely Hearts. Their hearts ain't lonely. They got a lot of people in those houses.
And the heart is a lonely
That is Reba song.
You know what? I'm in Nashville right now, and I'm thinking about Reba. So, hey, everybody, we appreciate you so much. And remember, before we see you next week, go fuck your ex.
Go fuck your ex.
Go fuck your ex.
Fuck him.
tell us about it, and fuck them.